Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Are you fearful that better health seems out of your reach, regardless of how hard you try or whatever you do? Are you afraid of suffering with heart disease or diabetes or lingering with stroke or cancer? Or do you avoid thinking about these things because you'll just try to make the best of it, whatever happens? Are you limited by joint pains or finding that you can't run from your headaches? Maybe you're hesitant to try something new because you're afraid that what you'll do is wrong, or maybe because you'd better be right or nothing will ever help. Regardless of what might be happening with your health problems, these next few minutes could be the answer to your prayers. Unless, of course, you're convinced that your doctors have done everything possible, or if you've already decided to have surgery but you're waiting till you worsen further. But if you hold out any hope at all, then you should know that we see desperate people every day, people skeptical about whether anything we do can make a difference in their lives. And sure enough, many of them are pleasantly surprised. Maybe you could be one of them. After all, the only thing you have to lose is your discomfort, your fear, your worry, maybe even your anger that no one has really listened to you or that no one has been able to help you. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I practiced for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. You see, whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Drugs and surgery certainly can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and turn them on. Now, we'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. Because as I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. And if what we offer doesn't apply to you right now, then share this life-saving information with family or friends who do need to know. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. Here's an interesting quote from the movie The Crow. "I believe that imagination is stronger than knowledge, that myth is more potent than history. I believe that dreams are more powerful than facts, that hope always triumphs over experience, that laughter is the only cure for grief, and I believe that love is stronger than death." And a thought-provoking quote from The Crow. All right, let's talk. Randy from Houston called and said, "Hey, explain more about how we treat severe low back pains." So let's turn our attention to this common problem, one of the most frequent ones seen in doctors' offices. You know, regular medical care for arthritis or low back pain, neck pain, headaches, and so on has been sometimes based on a misunderstanding that anti-inflammatory drugs or cortisone or surgery, perhaps the only options besides learning to live with it, yet common sense can show you how your condition might respond better than you ever hoped, and you certainly owe it to your family to find more about what I'm talking about. Your body frame, that's your skeleton, is made of bones and bands that give strength to your structure, and when your joints are strong and stable, you can count on your body to function as intended. And when you function well, like when you were younger, you're at ease with daily activities. And you know what ease is. You can bend and reach and walk. No limitations really to talk about. But any injury can stretch or tear ligament bands or muscle tendons. You know, we call those strains and sprains. Those are the ones that hold the bones in place. But if they're torn or stretched, you start getting an instability that starts as a slight wobble. And over time, an unstable wobble wears down your joints, you know, like a mortar and pestle slowly grinding you away. That's the arthritis. and that degenerates your discs in your neck and back and the pads in your knees and so on. Now, as your joints weaken with injury, you gradually lose your strength and you decline in function and you become less and less at ease, and that's the slow beginning of disease. So following down this idea, you start to suffer with various symptoms as the disease is developing. And you know what the symptoms are: joint pains and spasms, headaches and stiffness, swelling, numbness, nerve pains, perhaps down your legs, lost sleep, and of course irritability, and certainly the limitations in your life. Now you reach for relief on pharmacy shelves or at the prescription counter. Perhaps your symptoms are severe enough or last long enough that you finally have surgery. But none of these treatments aim at the true cause of the injury pain, the wobble that first started this, that weakens the bands that are holding your bones together. Now, certainly aspirin or ibuprofen and cortisone can stop your repair by blocking injury inflammation. And these are good for relieving pain, but when they block the inflammation, that's the first step in healing, and you just got blocked, so you won't heal. Now, surgery can weaken you by removing the parts that you counted on for strength, and finally, you might worsen to the point of crisis where stronger drugs and bigger operations seem to be your only choices. At some point, side effects such as bleeding, ulcers from the drugs, or surgical limitations can severely restrict your choices. Fusion surgery in the back, for instance, places greater stresses on discs above and below, which means they too begin to wobble more and degenerate faster. And you don't really get a new back or a new knee. You just get new steel and new plastic or new bone that hopefully fuses together. Now, rather than conventional treatment that starts where the symptoms start with after the disease has already been developing, you can actually choose an alternative or preventive medical solution called reconstructive therapy. Now, this is not surgery. It's orthopedic medicine, not orthopedic surgery. And we abbreviate that RT, reconstructive therapy. And this non-surgical treatment is aimed at the top, where you are correcting the wobble that starts your painful problems, rather than following this chain of dominoes down to the disease and symptoms. RT actually stimulates the natural healing processes by placing fluid into support bands around your injured joints. Now, your body responds by making new tissue, making new rubber bands, giving you more strength and improving your function, restoring your ease. And that's what makes sense. So do you hope for lasting relief? Are you looking for alternatives to daily drugs or surgery? Do you fear other limiting future problems like worsening low back pains or neck pains, dull headaches, stress, not ready to face the day, muscle spasms, joints hurting, irritability? Now, many physicians don't know about this medical alternative and thus can be skeptical, and certainly you might be as well. As with many treatments later found to work surprisingly well for other problems, some people just aren't informed. The Food and Drug Administration does not determine that this simple solution is effective for this use because they don't determine treatments. They simply notice whether drugs are safe or not. Treatment does not involve any cortisone or arthritis or pain drugs like morphine or Demerol. As with all treatments, individual results will vary. No doctor can guarantee to help with any specific problem, but RT, reconstructive therapy, usually works in about 85 plus percent of the patients who come for care and are accepted because they're likely to improve. Now, it's been chosen by champions to get back to baseball and water skiing, handball and golf and football. Most get results in as few as 12 to 24 treatment sessions that take about 10 minutes each. And they enjoy life, work, family, and sports much more. And the neat thing is you don't have any delay period. You just go right back to work or right back to play, and you gradually get better. So it's not too late for you to find out whether your arthritis or other pains might find relief with RT by treating the real cause of your problems. Now, you know, the neat thing is that it's possible to get better from things that you didn't think could ever be fixed because, just like everybody else, you're faced with the common knowledge. In other words, what's really known in the medical community and in the general society. But, you know, what if something uncommonly effective is available? And that's what we're talking about with RT. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. Are you acting more like an ostrich, burying your head in the sand because you don't feel able to deal with your health problems? Then your tail feathers will be getting wet when partly cloudy skies change to rain. Perhaps you're clucking around, kind of happy that a new medication has you feeling better, but not realizing that those fancy patches and band-aids might not be the best for you. If you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling pretty good, or maybe you're afraid or unsure, then cloudy to very stormy skies are on your horizon. Or just maybe you're ready to make changes to regain and maintain better health, then sunny skies are coming your way. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for your free telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because, you know, unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Now, Randy had asked me this morning to deal with this question about low back pain. And these two guests are young ladies, but their experience with low back pain treatments today gives you a really good idea on how we help most of the people, men and women, who see us for this problem. So our first guest today is Amy Foster, formerly of Schertz, Texas, and now living in Longmont, Colorado. Amy, welcome to our show this morning.
Hi there.
Hi there. What a pleasure to talk with you. I haven't talked with you in too long.
Wow, it's been a long time.
It sure has. You know, you started treatments with us in 1998 with a very interesting story. You came in and said, I'd like to kind of get pregnant.
Yep, we had one child, and we just loved him so much, and we wanted to have more.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, and you said, you know, I'm not sure my back can take it.
Yeah, well, I knew that I couldn't have any more. I just knew that there was no way. So we started praying about how the Lord could help me get better, and We tried all kinds of different methods. I mean, doctors, orthopedic surgeons, you name it, we tried it and nothing worked.
And everybody said, yeah, we can probably help your back pain, but it was never enough?
Actually, they told me that I would have to live with this pain for the rest of my life.
Okay, that's too common an answer, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you kept searching.
Yep, I kept searching, and actually we, this is kind of strange, but my husband and I, for some people, but normal for us, we went to church and had the elders pray over me and anoint me with oil, and a week later, I found a book that described this treatment that Dr. T does, and then I linked up to his business through some of the numbers in the back of the book.
Uh-huh.
And I found this wonderful treatment.
This wonderful treatment. And, you know, I have to tell you, Amy, when you say it's a little strange about being prayed over and so on.
some people think so.
Yeah, I know some people think so. But I have to tell you that throughout my career, I have been blessed with several patients coming in and saying, one person in particular said, you know, I stood up in church Sunday 2 weeks ago and asked for the congregation to pray for me because my problem seemingly had no solution. And then three separate times during the next week, the next 7 days, people unrelated to church and unrelated to that person actually came up and said, you know, with the problem that you have, there's this doctor in Humble who might be able to help you. And I'm talking about in the next 7 days.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So when you tell me a story like that, I take that as another ratification and as a validation that, you know, we actually do have healing available and God wants us to find it.
Yeah, and God wants us to find it through a variety of sources, and one of them is good doctors like Dr. T.
That's right. Well, hey, listen, I appreciate that. So you came to see me, and on December 8th of 1998, we said, let's go ahead and do it our way. I know you'd had some other treatments in the past, and you were constantly in pain, and if you tried to do anything, you know, even exercise, limited exercise and such, you felt better. And all this was due to that.
No, I couldn't even exercise. Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, well, that's even worse.
Yeah.
But all this was due to a severe car accident in 1994 and progressively worse. What happened starting with your first treatment?
Well, after my first treatment, I noticed right away, I mean, within hours, and I just assumed it was, you know, some of the numbing.
Psychological and numbing, that's right.
I thought, oh, yeah, this feels good, but it won't last, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it did. It actually started to feel progressively better and better every time, and it was just an amazing miracle. I mean, it was, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't chop vegetables in the kitchen. I couldn't stir a bowl of ingredients. I couldn't pick up toys off the floor without pain. Well, lots of pain.
Wow.
So it was amazing. It just kept getting better and better. And one day I can remember it was, I don't remember how many treatments I had had, but I was sitting in the living room and we were having guests over for dinner. And I usually, whenever we'd have guests over for dinner, is I would take all day. I mean, from the minute I got up till the time they came over to clean the house and get dinner on. And it took me maybe 30 minutes at tops to clean just the living room. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. And I don't hurt. I can keep going.
Oh, that's wonderful,
so,
isn't it?
Yeah, it was just great.
Well, you know, we talk about the results from RT coming because it's not a pain relief treatment in that regard.
Right.
We're not controlling your pain.
Right.
We're strengthening the normal, natural structure.
Mm-hmm.
And as the structure is better, it functions better. And as it functions, then it doesn't hurt.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
it was amazing.
You know, when we started, you were talking about worrying about you were going to decline even more with more pain and less ability and more depression.
Mm-hmm.
All those quickly left, didn't they?
Oh, it's just so wonderful. I tell people about you all the time, but, of course, I live in Colorado, so.
Well, that's all right. We have patients who fly in from all over the country. Actually, at Life Celebrating Health, we've had patients come from every continent except Antarctica. And I'm just waiting for the news to get down there.
Okay,
so,
good. Yeah.
What we have to have is the last continent.
Well, too, I wanted to say something else. I kind of just assumed after we moved away from Texas and now that we're in Colorado that eventually I would have to have some sort of, you know, retreatment or just to restabilize.
Sure.
And it's been over 3 years now since I last had my last treatment, and I have not had even a day go by where I thought I was going to have to come see you. My pain has just basically leveled out and has been just the same. I mean, I haven't really had any pain, just, you know, day-to-day aches and pains like anybody has.
Sure.
It's been great.
And you went through both pregnancies that happened mm-hmm. after our treatment program. You remember I said, don't get pregnant while we're doing this.
Yeah, you did.
Let us have a chance to really get the structures stronger before they get stressed.
Right, right.
And you were very good. You and your husband were just wonderfully cooperative on this. And then guess what? You've got two wonderful new babies to show
yes,
for this.
I have the best blessings in my life. And when I think about the blessings in my life, I just think about how God led me to you, because I just don't know if I would have my two little sweetie pies. Joseph is going to be 3 in March, and Faith was born in October. She's just now 4 months.
And of course, they want to climb all up on Mom and be carried.
Oh, yeah. Jojo climbs on me, and I can pick him up. I mean, I know I shouldn't. He weighs quite a bit, but I can pick him up off the floor and carry him, and I can pick her up, and it's just without any pain at all.
I love it. You know, my daughter used to say, Daddy, hold you me. And she'd stretch her arms up, and I'd go, I don't want to hold you. You can walk. It hurts Daddy's back. And it was wonderful for me to get my neck and back fixed.
Yeah.
Because I could actually hold my babies. And that's what motivated me finally to go in for my treatment program before I ever learned to do this is my daughter was 2 years old and 20 pounds dripping wet. And if I tried to pick her up, I'd had electric storms go through my left leg.
Yeah, I can relate. I remember that.
Yeah, those are fun things to look back on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not there anymore. It was like a bad dream.
Oh yeah, a nightmare dream,
mm-hmm.
for sure. You know, you had treatments to your low back. We also did some treatments to your neck and your mid back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to want to ask you just a few more details on that when we come back from.
Okay.
This announcement, so
okay.
Hang on.
All right.
It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this important message from one of our sponsors. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? If so, you need the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Blind studies have shown that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, heart pains, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pains, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and other disorders. And here's the good news. Magnetico offers you a six-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. Call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. Now let's have some special comments about today. The 13th is Jewel Day, and of course the March birthstones are aquamarine and bloodstone. You know, those are a good idea to share with your favorite friend right now. Coke was first sold in bottles on March 12, 1894, much to the delight of dentists and diabetic doctors ever since. Now, you know, this is Poison Prevention Week. That might be Coke. But anyway, the chemicals that you use are really important, so think that the chemicals under your kitchen sink are more in number than there ever were in a regular chemistry laboratory in the year 1900. And there's 4,000 new chemicals developed every year. Not all of them are used, but you know, these do show up in the environment and they are not tested for safety. So remember, poison prevention is not just opening a bottle and chugging it down. St. Patty's Day is around the corner on the 17th, and remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk. So be a buddy to all your Irish friends this week. And this is National Nutrition Month, which is one of the reasons why I got a master's degree from the Medical Research Institute at the Florida Institute of Technology in Melbourne, Florida, back in 1985, because I'd like to know just a little bit more about how we tick. And that has been wonderful in taking care of patients. Let's share with you a blast from the past. Remember the Burma Shave roadside signs? Some of you, of course, are too young like Amy to remember those, but here's a couple for you. Wild dashes from byways cause crashes on highways. Burma Shave. So remember that when we're pulling out in the middle of our construction. And, of course, here's a cute one. From bar to car to gates ajar. Burma Shave. Again, remember that on St. Patty's Day. So we're back with Amy Foster from Longmont, Colorado, talking about your low back, your neck, your mid-back. All of these areas were in trouble because of something called hypermobility syndrome. You remember that?
Yep.
Now people go, what? And I say, that just means that you've got lax ligaments. Your rubber bands stretch a little too much. And that's the kind of thing that causes something called scoliosis, which is mostly in girls, but also in guys. And I am one of those guys with the hypermobility or ligament laxity. So I have had neck and mid-back and low-back problems and shoulders and knees and so on, just like you. So I can kind of empathize a great deal with your discomforts. Now, when we started treating your low back, obviously you said, hey, what about my neck and mid-back? And we did those as well.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel when we started those?
Well, I was kind of, we started with the low back, and I wasn't sure, because that was my main problem.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, I don't know about the neck.
Exactly right, yes.
And then you did the treatments on my neck, and wow. I mean, I could not ride in the car. I couldn't rest my head on the seat back in the car when we were driving. And after you did that, I can just kind of, you know, stretch out and put my head anywhere I want, and it doesn't hurt anymore. And still to this day, it's just fine. So I do prevention. I sleep with a neck pillow.
Sure.
I don't want to go back where I was before, but I just don't have the fear anymore like I used to about, you know, if I get a small tinge of pain in my neck, I don't worry anymore like I used to. I know it's going to go away. So it's great.
Isn't that remarkable? I know it's going to go away. I know I'll repair myself because it's just like normal people get.
Yeah, like a normal person would get.
Exactly. You know, the studies that have been done on rabbits have shown, because rabbits heal a whole lot like human beings in a lot of ways, and they've shown that you can actually make the rubber bands, the ligaments and the tendons, up to 40% stronger than they were ever before. In other words, the normal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So someone like you and me, who's weaker than normal, can be brought back not just to normal, but actually made stronger, so it's even harder for us to hurt ourselves.
I would believe it, because I feel like this has just been a truly amazing miracle for me.
It really is. It's the miracle of healing, and that's what God put on the inside. And, you know, when we talk about on the show, this really is a mission of health. When we talk about this, it's to get people to understand if you turn on the healing, then miracles happen, because it's not drugs, it's not surgery. It's you repairing yourself, and God put the instructions in.
Yeah, and it's not surgery. That's one thing that was really nice about it. I didn't have to worry about going under the knife and wondering if it was going to work and all that.
So. Oh, sure. Oh, you know, whenever I've had my operations, I've had two neck and one low back operation, and every time I woke up, you know, it's wiggle the toes and wiggle the fingers, make sure everything is working.
Yeah.
It's a real major event.
Mm-hmm, it is. Yes. I'm so grateful to have met you, and just your staff and your office was...
Aren't they great?
Oh, wonderful. I haven't met a doctor or an office staff like yours since we moved. I just feel like I was blessed just so greatly. I can't explain it. There's no words really to explain it. So.
Well, I consider myself blessed because, you know, they've been with me for like 13, 12, 11, 8, 4, and you know, the others are building up their years to get there. But, they've been wonderful for taking care of people.
Mm-hmm. I miss you guys. You guys are like family. I really, every year at Christmas, my husband and I always, I wonder how Dr. T's doing. We should send him a letter.
Hey, and we do appreciate when you do as well. That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you, when you tell patients, friends, not patients, when you tell friends, family, mm-hmm. hey, this is what I did. This worked for me. What do they say?
Well, most of the time they're like, huh, what is that? What's that?
Uh-huh.
Reconstructive therapy. And then I always tell them about your website and let them go read your website.
Right.
And they just, it's weird to me that this treatment works so incredibly well and nobody really knows about it. I mean, there are some people out there that have heard of it, but I can't believe that it's not better known. It just makes me upset, so...
Well, part of it is that, you know, people say, well, gosh, I don't know, you know, that's using needles.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is. We want to be very precise on what parts of you start healing better.
Mm-hmm.
But the needles are really just a minor discomfort.
Right, right. They're worth putting up with, because the pain that you deal with on a day-to-day basis, if you add that up over a period of months, I mean, those needles are nothing compared to what you deal with.
Yeah.
So.
That's exactly my viewpoint. Mm-hmm. But the skepticism is out there, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and some people are afraid of needles, but the way, and I always say, the way you did the treatments, and you're just so sweet and gentle and caring towards your patients, and I just could tell that you did care about me, and you cared about my situation, and you weren't there just to give me the treatment, but you were there to heal me and to help me, and that really made a difference for me, and I wasn't scared of the needles because of that.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. You know, I pay attention because I'm a patient also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really does matter that you feel comfortable and relaxed so that you can go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You know, we want to minimize the pain. We're after relief, not problems.
Right, right.
So if you were to give a parting shot in the next couple of minutes, what would you want people to remember about reconstructive therapy and your experience with it?
My experience with reconstructive therapy has been life-changing and... an absolute blessing. I have two wonderful children now. We're homeschooling.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
The amount of things I can get done in a day is probably quadrupled, maybe even more than that. So I would say if you're having trouble getting things done and you want to, you know, do more with your life, that this treatment, you can't go wrong. I mean, you cannot go wrong. It's not like surgery where you're going to wonder if you know, you're going to wake up with even more pain. This is not that kind of a treatment. It's, you know, try it a couple times, and if it didn't work, great. But just give it a shot, because I think it will work, and it worked for me, and I'm living proof. So.
Well, you really are. You know, we have some very simple tests in the office. People say, well, you know, do I need a CAT scan or an MRI? No, we need very simple evaluation on you to see really whether this is the problem that you have. There's no sense in trying to fix a problem that this doesn't fix.
Right, right.
But if you have, you know, stretched or strained or torn ligaments or tendons, things like that, then this is really an awesome way to help you fix yourself.
I agree completely. I don't understand why people don't imagine why wouldn't they try this? I mean, especially if the doctor said they were going to have surgery. Give this a shot before you try surgery, for sure.
Oh, I agree 100%. Amy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We love hearing from you. And for heaven's sakes, next time you're down, you must stop in and show us those new babies.
I know, and I miss you guys. You guys are just so awesome. Thank you so much for calling me.
You bet. God bless you.
Oh,
and tell your husband
you
I said hi.
I will, and bless you too.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's now about 30 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So here's our joke for today. As the doctor completed an examination of the patient, he said, I simply can't find a cause for your complaint. Frankly, I think it's due to drinking. In that case, said the patient, I'll come back when you're sober. If you have a doctor joke to share with us, please send it in. And on this day in 1919, actually it's not this day, it's 2 days from now, March 15th, the American Legion was founded. And that just gives us pause to remember our men overseas, our men and women who are serving well the cause of our freedom and hopefully the freedom and opportunities of others around the world. All right, let's get straight to the question, what are you waiting for? Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Angry at not feeling better? Threatened with pain or limitations? Perhaps fearful about the future? Can you trust that you'll find the answers, the ones you need right now? You'd better take this responsibility seriously. You've got to find the answer somehow, and you'd better be right because your survival might be in the balance. So listen to what I have to offer. Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with a great variety of frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, hypoglycemia and diabetes, poor memory, even Alzheimer's or other dementias, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, as we've talked about today, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis, chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, PMS and menopause, even manopause. And the list goes on and on because health deals with basic body processes, not just with drugs or surgery to squash particular symptoms. You could be feeling better than you ever expected. Now, I've lectured on these topics for over 20 years. I've written books and medical papers to share how to make healing happen. The leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. And in my 25 years of practice, I found that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems, starting now. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they're seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. And correcting what's causing one problem might improve several other problems that frustrate, worry, or anger you. Maybe your healthcare investment should pay even bigger dividends in your future. That's our idea. So get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. So get details. That's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Call for a free consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800 Fix Pain. That's 1-800-F-I-X-P-A-I-N. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Now we're joined by Candace Hoke, a national champion horsewoman from Hempstead, Texas, whose story started tragically and has had a wonderful ending. Candace, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi.
Hi there. You know, you're one of my favorite folks, as you well know, because you have been through so much and you still have this wonderful, wonderful attitude in life. Tell us how you first got hurt. You know, everybody's thinking that what it is you had a horse injury. That's not it at all.
No, I was shopping at a local discount store.
One of the ones we all know and love.
Can I say the name or I can't?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not editing you.
I went to Walmart to buy Purina Puppy Chow for my dog. And I ended up getting 2 25-pound boxes thrown down on my head by a stalker.
Right, from the big shelves up top.
Yes, sir.
And that, of course, as you and I have talked about, they hit you on the head and shoulders, and you twist and buckle and fall to the floor, and you got hurt.
Yes.
And you got hurt badly. In fact, your neck, your mid-back, your low back, all of these were injured, and that's not good for a horsewoman.
No, it stopped my life.
Yeah, literally, didn't it?
Literally. Dead in my tracks. And I had no feeling from the middle of the neck down.
You go from national champion to literally stopped in your tracks.
There was no moving forward.
No moving forward.
I spent 2 years with the medical profession trying to find a way to help me. And they told me what I had at the end of 2 years was all I would ever have.
Right. Better learn to live with it, right?
Correct.
But you were in agony when I first saw you.
You actually saw me 4 years after the accident. And I came to you with no hope. I was ready to quit because I couldn't even ride in a vehicle without my husband having to stop and pull over because the pain was so bad I would be sick at my stomach and throwing up.
I remember that. And this goes from being a horsewoman taking really a beating riding a horse, doing the jumps, and now you can't even ride in a car. That was pretty severe.
It was very severe mentally to have to, you know, I couldn't even rise to my feet without someone pulling me to my feet. And the physical pain was tremendous. I needed help. And I tried everything else. The medical profession had even had the past president of the American Medical Acupuncture Society work on me.
Uh-huh.
Nothing worked. And I needed help. I needed hope. But I needed somebody to show me, you know, where to go, what to do. And the medical profession was just saying, you're over 40, you're not going to get any better.
Right. And here's the limitation on your healing, right?
Right. And you have to learn to accept it. And I refused. I could not see a life where I could only take 6-inch steps and basically be dependent on somebody for everything.
Sure. You know, when I look back at your records, you tried the chiropractic and video fluoroscopy and bone scans and SPECT scans and all these things, EMGs and MRIs, all this stuff. Nothing had helped, right?
Nothing had helped. And they offered no hope. They wanted to start doing surgery. And they were going to start at C1 at the base of my skull and just start fusions.
And go down.
And go down. I asked them, I said, well, is this going to help? Is this going to fix my problem? They said they didn't know. But they would start there, and if that didn't, then they'd go and do another fusion. I wasn't willing at that point to do that because I knew if they did these fusions, I had no hope of riding again.
Wow. You know, I've actually seen a stick person like that when I was in my training with Dr. Faber 14 years ago. They'd started fusing her from the bottom up, and then she had found him when they wanted to talk about fusing her neck, and she'd got dramatically better with her neck. And she said, you know, could I have avoided the fusions if you had done this treatment on me before the surgery? And he said, I can't tell you because I didn't see you then, but your healing has been wonderful with your neck, so maybe. And that poor woman is a stick woman because she's fused from the bottom almost all the way up.
And that was something I didn't want to take a chance on.
Right.
Not without exhausting everything.
Right.
So when I showed up on your doorstep.
Yes.
However I got there,
right.
I wasn't in very good shape. I had lost so much weight from the pain. I couldn't stand up straight. What was so interesting to me is all those tests that I had, nobody addressed the fact that I had a spot in my mid-back
right.
that was killing me.
Right.
And EMGs don't test the thoracic spine.
That's right. That was one of those keys where I said, hey, we got to unlock this one first.
Right. Uh-huh. And it was so amazing that you looked at the same x-rays and found the problem. The problem was in the T-spine, right where I've been telling these doctors, the top medical doctors in Houston, one was the chief neurologist at Baylor. This is where I hurt. Somebody help me fix it.
Right between your shoulder blades.
Nobody would listen.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing. That was the first, you injected me the first day I was there. And because you asked me when I wanted to start, and I said, now.
That's right.
You know, if there's any hope, I need it now. So you worked on the thoracic spine for me. The pain in my hip went away. I was able to sit in the car. I was able to drive home, or my husband was able to drive me home that day and didn't have to pull over. For the first time in 4 years, I was able to sit down in the car and not feel like somebody stuck a knife in my hip.
That was just wonderful.
Oh, it was. You can't believe how great it was.
What an experience. Candace, we'll be right back with you this morning, but right now it's about 41 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. So today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. And Candace, that certainly talks about what you came in with. You came with an understanding that something could be done and had to be done, and indeed were willing to try what we offered. And you got some good success right away.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was the first time that I had hope. Excuse me. I had hope that maybe I wasn't going to be a sick person.
Right.
Maybe there was life without pain.
Well, you know, in all fairness, we should point out that your husband is a very highly trained, neuromuscular therapist. It's not just a massage therapist. He's done all sorts of special work, and he actually helped keep you going through the tough times.
He had done so much with me. I mean, the medical profession had me in physical therapy 3 days a week for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And Jim could do so much and help keep the body in alignment, but as soon as I would get up off the table, I would lose the alignment.
Right, because of the weak rubber bands.
Right.
So he could relax the muscle spasms, but couldn't strengthen the underlying tissues that had been stretched and torn.
No.
And that's what RT does.
RT has been great for me.
That's so exciting. Now, you saw these things happening to you on the inside, but of course, you know, no one can feel your pain, so you were very limited still on the outside. And one of the questions that you asked me, despite all the things going on, can I ride? And I said, I want you to.
Which is a totally different attitude than most doctors.
Right.
I was able to ride. That helped me mentally.
Right.
And it also helped to strengthen the body.
It sure did, didn't it?
Yes. And where I couldn't walk hardly on by myself,
uh-huh,
on a horse, the movement of the back at the walk would simulate what a human did.
Exactly.
So it helped also to keep the muscles in tone, because I was in such bad condition. Other than doing the pool therapy, I couldn't use regular workout equipment.
Right. It just wouldn't work. It was too much.
It was too painful.
Yep. I remember one of the things you talked with me about when you first came in was a lack of strength in your legs, particularly being able to kind of squeeze your knees together like you have to hold onto a horse and control them. And I was concerned because you'd lost a lot of muscle strength there. And that was one of the nicest things to see come back.
That was amazing. And to see that legs that had atrophied, that had no muscles in them, to see the muscling come back in the calves after doing the RT work, all the work that they had tried to do with me in physical therapy had never brought them back, but the RT did.
Now, they told you had bulging discs and you'd never get this back, right?
Correct. They said what I had at the end of 2 years was it, and I could shuffle my feet and take 6-inch long steps, and that was it.
The Candace shuffle.
Yeah. It wasn't very pretty.
No, I can understand that. You know, when you share these ideas, you know, people can't, you and I are talking about this, but they can't really understand how bad off you were.
I was pretty bad,
yeah.
You know. In fact, at one point, the doctors wanted to go in and do what they call thoracic outlet surgery.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to go in and remove the first rib because they thought maybe I had some compression in there, and that's why my hands were numb.
Yeah.
Because from the box hitting me on the top of the shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah, the compression was actually because of all the muscle spasm and the loose ligaments, the torn and stretched ligaments.
Right. And I, after doing the RT, I could actually take my hand and raise it to my waist, and the hands weren't numb anymore because it had taken the pressure off the nerves.
Exactly.
It was amazing that I could use the hands. I spent 2 years, I couldn't even raise my hands to read a book, you know, to hold a book to read it.
Right.
I didn't read at all.
That makes getting dressed kind of hard, too.
Well, I didn't. I had to let my hair grow long so my husband could pull it into a ponytail. And things like that aren't important to most doctors because most doctors that I had seen, well, all of them just about, were men. They didn't understand that when you can't even comb your hair, you're pretty much dependent on somebody.
Right, that's hurtful. Candace, we'll be right back with you this morning. It's now about 46 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, let's pause briefly for this important message from one of our sponsors. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better and have extra energy? Dr. Dean Bonley wrestled with these problems and came up with his wonderful invention, the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Scientific blind studies found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and many other diseases and disorders. Now, you may think the Magnetico Sleep Pad is too good to be true. And Dr. Bonley wants you to be completely satisfied, so Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. That's right, 6 months satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. For more information on the Magnetico Sleep Pad, please call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. Let's talk for just a moment about celebrity birthdays. On this date, the 13th, well, no one was born. So if you're one of those babies, consider yourself like a leap year baby. Nobody was born on this date. But on the 11th, Lawrence Welk in 1903, that great band leader. Liza Minnelli, 1946, was born on the 12th, actress and singer. Also on the 12th, Wally Schirra, 1923, a famous astronaut. And on the 14th, Albert Einstein from 1879, a scientist of great renown. So, you know, if you're born on the 13th, we just wish you well. Candace, we're back with you in terms of your treatments. You know, we treated several different areas, your mid-back, your neck, your low back. And you've been going through this actually so much less in the last couple of years. You've done so much better.
Correct. I mean, I was so atrophied at the time I first came to you that I had so far to go.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the regular medical profession told me I would never make it that far. And
right.
If I did, I would be in a wheelchair eventually. I'm so far from a wheelchair that it's amazing. I'm back to training horses. I'm getting so much better. I don't have to come see you constantly.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, fix you.
Fix me and run me off.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that, but that's okay. You've sent us some very nice pictures of your championships since then, and that's wonderful. If you were to give a take-home message, what would you want people to remember about you and getting your treatments?
That it works, that don't give up hope. Try this. Try it and see. It may not work, but I bet you it will.
Oh, try most it. Of the times. Yeah, if we accept you as a patient, most of the times it will.
And don't accept the fact that the routine medical profession says you can't get any better. Don't accept the fact that they say you have fibromyalgia and you have to live with it.
Uh-huh.
I was told that.
Oh, yeah. You had a bunch of diagnoses when you came in.
I had lots of them. And at which particular point, those problems are gone. I don't need thoracic outlet surgery anymore because I can use my arms now.
Oh, well, let's do your fusion surgery before it's too late.
Oh, I don't think so. I refused then. I refuse now. I don't need it. And it's all because of your methods that I don't need these things.
Yeah, it's all because God provided us healing, and all we do is turn it on.
Correct. And God sent me to you. All things in His time.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning, Candace, and please tell your husband I said hi.
Thank you. Thank you for all the help and giving me the opportunity to tell people about the help that you've been to so many people.
That's so great. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
So what really is the take-home message from today's guests? Well, it's simply this. People get born, they grow up, they get jobs, they have fun, and they get injured. And that leads to limitations and suffering and, of course, drugs and surgery. And it's not bad. I mean, we all do it. I've had 3 operations myself, 2 on the neck, 1 on the low back. But natural healing can restore drug-free comfort and can restore strength and function for the vast majority of people with these kinds of problems, whether they want to have more babies or jump more horses. So remember that hope, that help is really available now is what we want to share with you. Now, you know, Trey in Texas City called and said, where can he get more information on getting his low back fixed? So today's program of Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge has been brought to you not by the number 7, not by the letter M, but instead by the book, Do What You Want to Do. Now, this is a wonderful little book that Dr. Faber, who trained me and treats me, he and I wrote this together back in 1996, and I'd like to share with you a neat story from it. This is a story about Bruce, who in May of 1986, a 34-year-old fellow, a managing engineer living near Houston, was lifting something a bit tougher than he was, and he felt a low back strain, bad enough to see an orthopedic surgeon. He got medications and physical therapy that improved his condition quickly, so he thought he had recovered. And soon enough, though, he felt more low back pains and saw another physician. X-rays showed that he had degenerative disc diseases, changes probably related to his injury, and more pain pills provided some relief, but not completely. His doctor told him 2 key pieces of advice. First, restrict your activities to those that don't cause pain, and second, learn to live with the pains that continued. Now, playing golf one day, Bruce suffered with intense low back pain and returned to the orthopedic surgeon who ordered fancy studies, a CAT scan, and that was to look at the bone structures more closely, and an MRI to look at nerves and discs more closely. And he was referred to a neurologist or neurosurgeon to check for nerve damage. Once again, the conclusion was that surgery had a slim chance of helping, so take pain pills, restrict your activities, and just learn to live with the pain. So Bruce became disheartened, and during the late 1980s, in his late 30s, he felt he had changed from a healthy, active person to a sullen, fat old man who could not even hold my children. Those were his words. He couldn't participate in favorite sports, couldn't stand for more than a few minutes at a time, couldn't walk around the mall with his wife and children, and his health had deteriorated to the point that he was miserable, sick with colds and allergies all the time. Now, he saw a physician specializing in alternative approaches in medicine who was quite successful in helping to control his allergies and illnesses, but in asking for help with his continuing back pains, he was referred for evaluation for reconstructive therapy. Now, he had read the book Pain, Pain, Go Away that Dr. William Faber had written in the late 1980s, early 1990s, and he was impressed and hopeful that this might work for him. So on December 8, 1993, Bruce got a refresher course in pain. He was carrying a large Ozarka bottled water jug when he and his wife collided at home. Of course, he hadn't seen her on the other side of the bottle, but the next day Bruce had the first RT treatment to his lower back. Now, X-rays had been taken the previous week, showed degeneration, disc disease, and arthritis changes in his low back, so RT seemed like a wise choice, as we've discussed today. Due to his work schedule and his marked improvements with treatments, Bruce became infrequently for RT. And on September 14, 1994, after only 12 treatments to his lower back, he rated himself as 80% improved, with a pain level of only 3 on a scale of 0 to 10. So he had started playing sports and could walk farther with less discomfort. Indeed, he was taking no pain medications and sleeping much better. And on December 14, 1994, he noted, "The pain is now dull, and sometimes I forget about my back altogether. What has this meant in my life? Attitude, attitude, attitude. It's much better. Sleeping helps. Working is much more comfortable with better concentration and productivity." On February 8, 1995, after 21 treatments, Bruce summed up his experience with RT quite simply, "I have never for one moment regretted my decision. During my visits to Dr. Trowbridge's office, I have seen people who came in on crutches, in wheelchairs, on walkers, and a few days later they were walking. This is the best testimonial anyone can have. If someone wants to learn the effectiveness of RT, all they have to do is go to Dr. T's office and talk with people in the waiting room. Bruce went on, I have no pain. Please understand, I have no pain. I can sleep all night, hold my children, play golf, racquetball, tennis, snow ski, and I'm planning on water skiing this summer. My life belongs to my family and me now, not to pain. My coworkers cannot believe I'm the same person, as I can lift heavy boxes, stand at a machine all day long if I need to, and I'm happy now. Now remember, people tend to do things that are fun or demanding, such as work, rather than what they should be doing right then, so Bruce stopped coming in for treatments, thinking that his back was all fixed. Indeed, it wasn't quite completed, so in October of 1995, he was sliding out a trash compactor and again felt low back pains. So he returned during that month for three more RT treatments, again with dramatic improvement in his condition. So at the time this was written, we wrote, is he finished yet? Well, maybe. At least he considers himself so for the time being, and certainly he can return for more treatments. Surely he'd do better by finishing his medical care program in a continuous fashion as advised, but then again, Bruce is pretty happy with the results he's gotten. After all, he's no longer a sullen, fat, old man. One of the many stories in the book, Do What You Want to Do, a wonderful book endorsed by Houston neurosurgeon Dr. David Seck, endorsed by chiropractic physician Donovan Webb, a former member of the Texas State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Worth your getting hold of, Trey, and any others who are listening. Just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN, F-I-X-P-A-I-N, dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN and ask for your copy, because after all, what are you waiting for? Andrew from North Shore called and asked me to interview some real men with heart disease. You know, as he says, people who actually went back to work, not just sat around retired. So next time we'll share stories of folks who've turned back time, who've gotten out of their pain and gotten on with their lives thanks to our very special toxic metal removal treatment described in my 1997 book, The Rumble in Umble, Heart Surgery and All That Jazz. Chelation Therapy, a special program coming up next. Today's show is dedicated to our patients who came in hoping against hope that we can help and who are willing to believe us long enough to see the miracles of healing starting to renew their lives. We are here for you, and we so much appreciate that when you come in to see us, you actually listen, you actually do what we request, because all we're doing is telling you what the system takes. I didn't design it. I just help it get better, and I know how to help it in most of the people who come in. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher, production assistants Catherine Hill, Kathy Guyon, and Rhonda Bird. Thanks for joining me today. Have you learned practical pointers to help you regain and maintain better health? Maybe to help you guide your family or friends toward new solutions for their problems. Audio tape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. What health problems are bringing you down, limiting your comfort, or threatening your future? Share your questions by email. That's info, I-N-F-O, at healthchoicesnow.com. Remember, because if you don't know you have choices, you don't have any at all. Healthchoicesnow.com. Or by fax, 281-540-4329. Or by mail, just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN for our address. Or call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what special information we might send to you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us. And enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now. They're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce these results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.